Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Bob Freeman and Ed Rustioni about the Relay for Life Festival of Trees. First question, just sort of a simple one. Tell me about the Festival of Trees.
Okay, Festival of Trees will be held at the Ainsworth Opera House on November 17th, 18th, and 19th. Thursday will be our early bird special. It'll be from 5 to 8 p.m., and it'll be $10 charge to get in. On Friday, from 5 to 8, it'll be $5 to get in. Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, it'll be $5 to get in that day.
All right, so the early bird, what does that mean for when people go into the event?
They get a first chance to buy any of our trees or wreaths that we have on display.
Okay, where are all these trees coming from?
The Relay for Life teams are decorating these trees. There'll be theme-type trees, such as an Iowa State, an Iowa. I'm trying to think of what other ones we have. There'll be colored themes. I'm not sure what all will be there, but that'll be an idea of what they'll be like.
You're sort of organizing everything, but do you have a tree that you're having in there?
Yes, our team will have several trees and several wreaths in there. And then we open it up to the Relay for Life in Washington County and Henry County. So both counties will be represented.
Okay. How did both of you get involved with this?
I'm the American Cancer Society's community manager for Washington County, and Bob is one of my best relay team captains. So at one of our monthly meetings, the idea came up. So I've just been trying to support Bob and help him kind of put it together as best I can.
So somebody else had the idea, and I just took it and ran with it. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's a great venue. The Opera House in Ainsworth is a great venue for something like this.
Where did the idea come from?
I think it came originally from Craig Rembold, and I think he'd seen it done somewhere else, and it had been a great success. And he thought that it would be something that we could bring to Washington County to help raise money for the Relay for Life. And it would also be an event that kind of gets Relay in people's minds at a time when maybe it hasn't been in the past.
What do you hope to accomplish with this event?
Well, first, to have fun. Secondly, to raise some money for the American Cancer Society.
Ed, how has your office been involved with aiding this event?
I've just been trying to help connect Bob with various arms of the community, like you guys here at the Chamber of Commerce, providing anything that Bob needs that he hasn't been able to figure out himself, really, just being that kind of support network that we provide all our volunteers if they're helping to raise money.
All right. Why do you feel like events such as this are important?
I think it's important to have a presence in the community on a year-round basis rather than Relay just being one day in the summer. And I think it's also important to diversify those types of events as well. So by having a festival of Christmas trees, it's something that we haven't done in the past, that maybe we might attract a few people to this event that haven't been aware of Relay in the past, and that might make them want to become more involved in the future.
Okay, Bob, why do you feel like an event such as this is important?
Well, hopefully we motivate some other teams to get involved in fundraising. And my idea of Relay for Life of Washington County is a year-round fundraising tool. And we need to change that concept that it's a one-day event and people are walking around the square. It's much, much more than that. It's about raising money to fight back against cancer.
Is this the first time that this area at least has done this sort of event?
As far as I know, I haven't heard of any others. And while we've been out promoting it and trying to get people to help with it, I haven't heard anything. So I think it's a new one.
Is this maybe something that you hope to continue to do in later years?
Sure. We may not do it on a yearly basis, but maybe every few years we'll continue this if it's success, because I think it's just going to be fun to... We have some very talented people in this area, and to get them to use their talents to fundraise is fun for me. I enjoy that.
It's still a few weeks away, so can people still get involved by decorating trees and donating them?
Yes, they can. They can contact me. My cell number is 319-936-7773. That's the best way to reach me.
And as far as people coming to the event, what would you say to encourage them to come give it a try?
I think it's going to be very beautiful. And that's that. Like I said before, that venue is just perfect for something like this. So they come to see the Opera House, and they get to see the Christmas decorations.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Bob Freeman and Ed Rustioni. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.